Most days you'll find Victor Liu in his office at Seattle's Asian Counseling and Referral Services, ACRS. Liu is director of recovery services for the busy agency, but Liu also has a lucrative second career as an internationally known genderless fashion model. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has more.
The walls in Victor Liu's office at ACRS are covered with photos, bright red ceramic plates, and a quartet of Andy Warhol prints.
I love artistic things. I love interior design. I love fashion.
Even without makeup, Liu looks like a glamorous model in a flowing black tunic and chic haircut. Glamorous and gender neutral.
I started androgynous modeling by accident, I want to say about 4 years plus now. But at that time, I had some difficulty pronouncing androgynous. So when people ask me, what kind of model are you? I say genderless, because I can pronounce it easily.
Liu didn't start out as a genderless model. A casting agent discovered him years ago in a shopping mall in Liu's native Singapore. Liu gained a following across Asia modeling as a boy.
For Asian family, we are always believed that you have to be engineers or doctors. Very cliche. So there was some conflicts. Parents were very worried about, is this sustainable? How are you going to support yourself? But being very strong-willed and determined, I recognized that I'm going to try it, because not everybody can do it. And if I attempt to do something, I always want to make sure that I'm not just in the middle. I want to be on the top. I started modeling properly when I was 15, and I didn't really think that I will ever model again after I decided to do social work.
Liu moved to the Seattle area in 2001, earned a master's degree, and began to build a career as an addiction counselor. For fun, Liu sang and danced in local clubs, often raising money for good causes.
I decided to just dress up for fun as female, and they asked me, you should have a stage name. What do you want to call yourself? Of course, that's the movie Victor Victoria. I'll just reverse it. And then I just maintain that stage name even after I started modeling. When people ask me, what do you want to call yourself? I said, oh yeah, I'll just call myself Victoria Victor. And I'm very open about my gender. When people ask me my gender, I just, oh, I'm male biologically. And sometimes they were just very fascinated. And sometimes people even mistaken that I'm transgender. And I always clarify that I'm not transgender. I'm male biologically. It's just that I have very feminine facial features.
As Victoria Victor Liu's in high demand, more fashion designers are creating genderless clothing, and they want androgynous models to wear their designs. But money isn't Liu's main driver. Instead, Liu tries to persuade fashion designers and event organizers to donate part of their proceeds to social causes.
Fashion is a different platform that you can do many different things. If I had stayed in Singapore, I think I can actually reinvent myself and do it. But Singapore, even though it's a metropolitan society, to a certain extent, it's still somewhat conservative in comparison to America. It's also one of the reasons I left.
And one of the reasons Victor Liu and Victoria Victor thrive in Seattle. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.